I do hope everyone is having a blessed day. I hope everyone is enjoying their time. And what a wonderful day it is to be in the house. And by the way, if you didn't know it, summer showed up yesterday. Amen. I was wondering when it was going to get here. Now I'm wondering when it's going to leave. I want to spend some time with you talking about the goodness of our Savior and the things that He has taught us. And we've been looking at the Beatitudes. I'm going to continue there this morning. I'm going to ask that you turn with me to Matthew chapter 5 this morning. Matthew chapter 5, and our focus verse for today is verse number 6. And if you will, please stand with us in honor of God's Word this morning. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Father, we thank You again for this day and for Your blessings in it. Lord, we thank You for Your words to strengthen us and to guide us. Lord, we thank You for Your Spirit to help us and to comfort us. Lord, we thank You for this celebration together that we have for moms and for You. Father, I pray, strengthen us in this time to Your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Be seated, please. Can y'all hear me okay? Can we turn this up just a little bit? There you go. Is that too much? Okay, we're good. You know, when we get up every morning, we have decisions that we have to make, don't we? As we move through life, we have decisions every day about who we're going to be, how we're going to be that person, what we're going to do to construct that person so that others see that person that we want to be in their eyes. Decisions have to be made. Jesus says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So in this world, we have choices to make about who we're going to be. And we have the voices of Christ. We have the voices of all of those Christians who have gone before us and that are still with us today. But we have competing voices on the other side. Those voices in the world that tell us many different things about life and how we can live it, how we should live it. Enjoy the moment. Be who you are. In fact, there is a French philosopher, his name is Jean-Paul Sartre, and he said this about life. Existentialism believes that humans don't have any preordained purpose. Man is nothing else but what he makes of himself. That's a humanist philosophy. And humanism puts humans above everything else. Above divine purpose, it is all about being the best that you can be and being as good as you can be or want to be. But you fulfill your life and you make of yourself what you want to make of yourself, because there is no divine purpose for anything. That is a competing voice that the world is throwing out for everyone to hear against what God is saying to us. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. There is a difference between being a humanist and being a Christian. A faithful, believing Christian cannot be a humanist. It's not about serving self. Christ told us it's not about serving self. Christ didn't live to serve himself. So we have choices to make in our life and thoughts, how we think about who we want to be, how we're going to become that person. We have choices in all of these things. And the question then I have for you is this, who do you want to be? Because a lot of times we wake up and we don't even know who we want to be. We just get up And in a daze, we head straight for the coffee pot. And if it's good, we're going to have a good day. And if it's not, get another cup. Most of us are going to get that second and third cup anyway, aren't we? But we have choices to make. And the question then is this: who do you want to be? Do you want to be a person that is filled with righteousness? Do you hunger and thirst for that? Or do you want to be that person that is serving self alone? Oh, you may have some good things you do along the way, but you don't care about God. You don't think about God. There is no divine purpose for you, and you don't seek to honor any divine purpose. It's just you. Even Christians have a problem with that. And I just want to remind you that it is our thoughts that produces actions within us. It is our actions that produce habits for us. And it is our habits which develops our character. So when you ask yourself, who do you want to be and how do you want to be seen by those around you, start by thinking right, acting right, building the right habits, and the right character that comes from all of that that preceded it. I would suggest that you start by turning to Christ and finding out what it means when he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Whether you believe in a divine purpose or not, whether you do, you have choices to make on who you're going to be. Start with Jesus and what he says. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. That is where we must begin. And the people that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, these are people that want to see justice. They want to see integrity. They want to see it not just in their own life, but they want to see it in society. They want to see it even in their church. How many of you would go to a church that didn't have integrity, that didn't serve God with its whole heart, didn't believe in what God teaches completely? How many of you would rather go to a church that teaches you humanism and the ways of the world? How many of you understand when you look at the world, you see our churches battling among themselves on what they believe and whether they will even be part of a group anymore? We're having that happen right now, even in our own county. Churches are voting to leave their affiliations because of the teachings that are coming down through their churches. Why are we dealing with this? Because people aren't thinking right. People aren't acting right. They aren't building the right characters. Righteousness is not given consideration. God does not change. And God will not be mocked. God has already told us that in the last days they will come and they will heap up their teachers for themselves to tickle their ears, because they're not really Christian. They wear a facade, but they believe in self more than they believe in God. And they serve self more than they serve God. People will go to a church today and they'll say, what can you do for me? And it's the church, in the church, the people in the church, they should be saying, what can we do to help you? Rather than, what can you do for me? You see, we ought to be seeking to help people, not seek to be served. But too many times, righteousness is forgotten. Our hunger and our thirst to be what God wants us to be is forgotten and set aside. P- People that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness, they want holiness to live and breathe within themselves and within the church. And there's a way to find that kind of life. It is by understanding what God teaches us. Not just on the surface, but down deep. What does God say? If I'm hungry and I'm thirsting for righteousness in my life, where am I going to turn to? Jesus says in John chapter 6, "The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Lord, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me shall never hunger." If you are hungering for righteousness, turn to Christ and be filled. If you are hungering for righteousness, see how he lived and how he served, and live as his disciple. When your heart begins to fill with righteousness, you know your eyes begin to see with the same compassion that Jesus looked at people with. When you can begin to see people in that kind of light, with that kind of compassion, you will become the disciple that Christ wants you to be. Now, when you look with the eyes of Christ, you can still see the sin in people's life. But the compassion for who they are and for the help they need and for the teaching you can give outweighs your sense that judgment needs to come to them. Judgment needs to come to all of us. None of us are clean in the eyes of God except that we've been washed in the blood. None of us deserve to be washed in the blood. Yet Jesus gave his life so that any who believes in him could be saved from sin and from the judgment that comes. And if we're going to be a righteous people, we have to stand out at a distance and look at all of those around us and be like Christ. He said, "They need help. And I'm just the person to do it because God is with me. And God helped me. And he told me I should go into all the world and teach them and baptize them and to be a part in their life. Because this is the only thing that's going to open their eyes. This is the only thing that's going to open their ears. This is what's going to prompt them to speak these kinds of words. I want to be filled with righteousness. I am hungry for it. I am thirsty for it." And the world is hungry and thirsty for righteousness, but it's reaching out for the closest thing it can get its hands on. More often than not, it's not the Word of God. How many of you mothers in here today know that you have moments that you can teach your children how they should live, but it's only a fleeting moment, and the world has more of those moments than you? And if you don't teach your children the ways of God, the world will teach them the ways of the flesh, and it will not relent. It will not relent. TV was bad enough. Now they've got cell phones. It's always with them. "Well, I've got programs that block all these different things. They can't get to it." Well, can they get text messages from their friends? You will never block your child from the world and the teachings in the world. You have to be another teacher for them to hear and to see. You have to hunger and thirst for righteousness in your life, so they can experience that. They can become hungry and thirsty for it. When you've had something that good and it's gone, you miss it. You get hungry for it. You get thirsty for it. You know what I'm talking about. It's like fried chicken. You go a week without fried chicken, you want some fried chicken. I'm talking to Baptists, so I know this is true. righteousness. This is what God's people want in their life, and they hunger for it, and they thirst for it. You turn to Christ, who is the bread of life, and your hunger for righteousness will be filled. He will fill you. He will fill you. He'll give you some to eat. You'll take a bite or two, and you go, wow, that was great. You'll do your life thing for a little while. He'll say, it's time to eat again. Because you need to fill up. You need to regain. You need to add to. You got to get off of that milk. Too often we live on just milk, though. And God has so much to serve. So much to fill us with. Hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Jesus also said in John chapter 4, whoever drinks of the water that I shall give, he will never thirst. The water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. How many of you are searching for that spring, that eternal life-giving water? You know, there have been stories written about people searching for the well that gives eternal life. Jesus is the spring. Jesus is the water. Jesus will satisfy. He will quench your thirst. Now listen, I'm not talking about in this life. I'm not talking about that you'll walk about this world feeling so refreshed and that nothing's wrong and you're just always under a cool dripping spring like a little waterfall drip all over you every day, every moment. Boy, that would feel good, wouldn't it? What I'm talking about, though, is the kind of parchedness that we get when we begin to think about death. When we begin to think about having to account for who we are. And we become parched and fearful, and we become uncertain of life. The kind of water that Jesus will give you to drink, it will clean that parchedness right out of you. It will remove it. There won't be any more of that dryness and uncertainty about who you are, about what step is coming next. No matter if you're taking a step in this world or into eternity, God has given you life in His Son, Jesus Christ, and you are living forever, eternally, in His goodness. Filled with righteousness and clothes in the white linen, the glorious cloth that God will clothe His children in, because you are hungering and thirsting for righteousness and you are finding your fill in Christ, who is the bread of life and the living water. See, when you are those things, it is easy to look at those outside of you and say, I've got what they need. You know, even after we find our salvation in Christ, we're still those who need. We still become hungry. We still become thirsty. And sometimes it's hard for us to look at a neighbor, a stranger, even a family member, and see just how much they need. And that's when you've got to turn back to Christ and say, God, I'm empty. God, I'm hungry. I need to be filled. I need the parchedness that's beginning to chap my skin. I need to be refreshed. There's too many people around me that need help. I can't help them while I'm like this. Do you know what it's like to want to help someone and not know how? Do you know what it feels like to want to help someone and keep on going because you don't feel you can or that you're ready? Do you know what it feels like to have God whispering in your ear, I need you to speak to this person, and you keep on going because you don't have that feeling of righteousness in you that you need? You know, what if that person he wanted you to speak to is going to be part of the bread and the water Christ wants you to drink from and eat from? Do you know how wonderful it must have been for Christ when he broke the fish and the bread and he passed out the food and he saw the people eating and the hunger disappearing from their face and the smiles beginning to lighting up the area and how wonderful he must have been feeling every time someone took something from him with gratitude. How wonderful he must have felt, how filled he must have felt. When we walk out in this world seeking righteousness and doing God's work, you know, even when we feel hungry and thirsty, when we're helping, God will feed us through the lives of those we help because we see the joy in them. Isn't that a wonderful thing? There are so many ways for us to have this hunger and this thirst for righteousness to be filled in Christ. It's to partake of His Word. It's to partake of His mission. Time alone with Him and time in the world with all of those wolves. And they are wolves. But it's amazing how they can be changed when God finally gets into their heart. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. You know, if you feel like you're not getting anywhere in life, you feel like you have nothing in life, you feel abandoned even, why is that? Because Christ is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Are you allowing yourself to be pulled into the pit because of this worldly thing that we deal with every day? Let go of the world and grab hold of the Spirit. Hunger and thirst for righteousness, and you will be filled. You'll even be happy. In Luke, you find this, blessed are those, and blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. And blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Being that person God wants you to be, hungering and thirsting for righteousness in life, it means you will deal with painful things. You'll help others deal with painful things. But you'll have those moments when you need help. You need to be filled. You need a drink of water. God will provide. Blessed are you. Blessed are you in Christ, who is the bread of life and the living water. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be that person who has some of that bread to share and some of that water to share? Or do you only want to serve self? Because really, those are the only two options. If you're not serving God, you are serving self. If you're not serving God, you are serving self. You know, it's only those two choices, aren't there? Just that. Are you hungry and thirsty for righteousness? Then turn to Christ. Do you know Christ as Lord and Savior? Can He give you this bread and this water? He will if you'll ask. But have you asked? I want to give you this opportunity to know Christ as Lord and Savior. I want to give you this chance to find peace with God. I want to give you this chance to say to Christ, I need forgiveness. I need to be filled. I need to be quenched. Lord, I need the bread of life. I need the water of life. I need it now so that I can live forever with you, in peace with you, and in service to you. Do you know Christ? Will you know Christ? Who do you want to be? The altar is open. Father, I thank you so much for this day again and for this time that we've had. Lord, I pray that you'll bless each heart that is here. Lord, that you will put a smile on their face today, and it'll be a smile from you, a smile of goodness and of joy. And I pray, Father, that their lives will be filled with your goodness. Help us and strengthen us as your people. To your glory we ask it, in Jesus' name.